You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name's Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate to have myself and Patricia Eltidge on tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Want Institute. The Want Institute offers instruction on the principles of communicating with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships and to create win-win situations in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills and the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the technique of want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want more information regarding the monthly drop-in ladies groups that are conducted by myself or any other services, please email me at info@drpatallen.com or call the office at 949-723-0338. The email is info@drpatallen.com. Tonight, we have Patricia Eltidge available with me to answer some questions. Patricia, are you available?
I'm here waiting for our calls to roll in.
Yes, the call-in number again is 323-203-0815. We had a lot of calls last week. I hope we get some follow-ups where they let us know what happened with the questions that they gave us and the answers we gave them.
Yeah, that's terrific when we get follow-up. That way we see the progress.
Oh, hello. Caller, you're on the air with myself, Sue, and Patricia. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I am an old caller that has worked with both of you. Oh. Patricia, you've interpreted a few dreams for me and did my life script last year.
Oh, good.
I was a part of Sue's ladies groups for a while, and I'm back after a dry spell. What I appreciate about the ladies groups is that you get direction on how to handle your personal situations, and you learn from the other ladies in the group as Sue is teaching them. It's just a great way to get connected and encouraged by other ladies that are on a similar journey.
Let me ask you, without you sharing your name, are you out dating or have you found a man? Where are your situation now?
I am not out dating, but I'm going to get out there soon.
Okay. Are you going to come back? Are you in my group or are you coming back?
I'm going to come back.
Oh, okay, good.
And you might also, I'm guessing that the rest of your life is going more smoothly too from working with us in the other areas of your life, because these principles that you learn from us apply everywhere in your life.
Yes, definitely. Huge changes in the way that I communicate, and I'm able to be vulnerable now. So I'm very happier and at peace and feel a lot better about my life.
Oh, well, that's just wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a question for us? We appreciate your comments regarding our services, but do you have a question you'd like us to help you with?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So earlier this month, I started family therapy with my parents and my brother.
Ooh.
My brother and I have been estranged for 10 years, and my mom was very masculine, so there were challenges with that. So today I'm struggling because I've done the work in therapy and I accepted my family members just as they are. But now that we're doing family therapy, I'm being asked and pressured to do work to improve my relationship with my mother and rebuild my relationship with my brother. And I don't want to. So do you have any tips? I know.
I might say, yes, I do. And I don't know who's pressuring you, the family themselves or this therapist, but you really only get into things with people that you want to build with. That's what many people don't understand. You don't have to negotiate and have a great relationship with everybody if you don't want to. That has to come from your own inner desire. And if you're telling us now here that you don't really want a relationship with them, you can listen to them, but you don't argue or fight with people who you really aren't interested in building with. You only fight with the ones or negotiate with people that you want to build with.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. And I'm not arguing with them, but both the therapist and my family want us to open things up and work towards, you know, improving things. And
that's what they want. But you're an individual. From the work you've done, you are an individual, and you can listen to them and be civil and be polite, but you do not have to build with them if you do not want to. I'm giving you permission to listen and accept them for who they are, but that you do not have to have them in your inner circle.
Okay, I appreciate that. So I think it's safe to say that it's good to just say, I appreciate you sharing that. However, I don't feel comfortable calling you, or I don't feel comfortable spending time with you
if they're pressing you, that's your comfort level, because having worked with us, you have become much more sensitive to your feeling centered feminine self. The body is the feminine and your feelings are your feminine, and you have become more feminine working with us. So you stay true to your feminine self, which is you need to feel good. And if you do not feel good with these people, we always say, Dr. Allen always used to say, if you're around toxic people, just always know where the exit sign is.
Aha. Okay. I will keep that in mind.
So just play it safe. Be polite, but play it safe. And
you
come first. You come first.
Yeah.
How you feel comes first.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Any other questions for us?
No, that's it.
That's huge. Dealing with family is really sketchy, and it's not the easiest thing to deal with. But, you know, we're doing this work and having the communication skills that you now have, you can navigate dealing with them and having them in the periphery of your life because they're family, but you do not have to have them in your inner circle because, from what I remember, that's not safe for you.
Remember, Dr. Pat always says, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family.
That's true. So I will keep picking good friends.
Good for you.
Hopefully we'll get you out there and get you a man. And I know who this caller is now, but I won't share the name.
We haven't
seen her in a while, but I'm glad you're back. And we'll do our best to get you steered into having a healthy, happy relationship and live happily ever after.
And live in a safe way with the people who are your relatives. We don't call them your family anymore when people don't have a great relations. That they're your relatives. Mm. You can't pick your relatives. And the family becomes the people you choose to be in your inner circle.
Got it. I love that. Perfect. My relatives. Got it.
They're your relatives. You can't do anything about that except navigate them.
That's right.
Stay safe.
Thank you so much, Patricia and Sue.
Okay. Caller. And we'll see. Well, I'll see you again.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I recognize, but I'm sharing her confidentiality, mm-hmm. but She's a sweetheart. She's done a lot of work, not only through you and me, but through our other therapists. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so I'm happy for her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, even to face family sometimes when you've had dicey relationships, it's already.
We all know about families, yes. Everybody, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air with myself, Sue, and Patricia Eltage. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, Sue and Patricia. This is Kelly. I was the one who called last week.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Good. We got a follow-up.
45-year-old. Yeah. Uh-huh. 45-year-old said I was the one, and then she didn't want to get married or engaged. So I ended it.
Where do we stand this week?
I have heard nothing from him. I have...
There's some background noise I'm hearing. It sounds like chewing or marching or something.
I'm walking on gravel.
It's loud. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Here I am.
Yeah. Now we can hear.
So I've been feeling worse this week than last week. And I know, Patricia, you told me that if I was really missing him in 2 weeks, I could do the hi bye letter. And I have been working on that.
Good.
I continue to feel badly that I pried this out of him. However, I don't know if I'm putting myself in his shoes and I'm just thinking, like, what is he going to do? He's not going to come back and be like, oh, well, I'm ready to get married now. Like, what am I asking him to, what's the condition of his return?
I don't want you to go into his head. We don't play mind reading. So that's not a good place for you to go. I want you to stay in your body, in your feminine centered feeling self, which is how do I feel today? And if you obviously you sound like you're missing him and you liked him enough, even though you slammed him pretty hard. So he didn't come back yet. If you want to wait, and how long has it been since the last contact?
It'll be 2 weeks on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you, if you've been working on a hi bye letter, we can do that, because then in that letter, you don't point to him necessarily, except for the first part. I might want to go over it with people who are listening, our listeners. When we send a hi bye letter to somebody, that is basically the our version of a Dear John, but it leaves a door open for them to come back, meaning you state in the first paragraph what the pain you experienced, everything you liked about the relationship, all the good stuff in the relationship. That's paragraph number one, everything you thought was wonderful being in a relationship with him. The second paragraph is the pain you experienced. And the third paragraph is what you never want to experience or do again in this case. And the next paragraph is everything you do want in a relationship. A relationship doesn't mean with him. Everything you want in a relationship is stated in that paragraph. And then you say, thank you for reading this letter, and I'm wishing you well no matter what happens. Sent with love. So, listeners out there, she is about to send him this hi bye letter that states the pain she experienced and then the things she would want in a relationship. Now, if he reads it and then understands the letter from her point of view, her feelings, maybe he would want to step up to the plate and offer his love and his commitment to her. But if he thinks it's over his head or more than he's willing to give, then she has to accept the fact that he's gone. So
can I say that in the letter? If this is more than you're willing to give, then I would accept that. And a non-response will be a negative response.
I don't think you want to put that.
No.
You might controlling again.
That's you. That's your bottom line. What you always want to do. You always want to lead. That's what gets you in trouble.
You just have to
allow the person to digest what you have written and let them come up with their own answer.
Not you trying to get an answer ASAP. What you can do is if you want to write the letter, you can send it to me if it's a simple one and I can read it and okay it. If it gets to be where there's a lot of like, we'll have to do a lot of changes, that might be a fee, but run it, send it to me at info@drpatallen.com. I'd be happy to run over it and
for me, this is the regular client of mine. So whatever you want to do. Yeah.
So if Patricia,
either way,
thank you. And what's the rationale? Like, why in this case can I send it at 2 weeks? I'm kind of feeling more, I would rather him, and I don't know if this is controlling or this is my feelings, but I would be more comfortable if he were to on his own, like within or after 8 weeks, come back. Like, why send this at 2 weeks and not wait till 8 weeks?
He has 8 weeks after you send this letter to come to you. If you send the letter now, he has 8 weeks to decide whether he wants to have another go with you. Otherwise, if you want to wait any more time now and then you send it, then you have another 8 weeks. You have 8 weeks from the time you send the letter. You can wait it out now, but he still, at this time, if he came back now without sending the letter, he doesn't know what your parameters are. He doesn't know everything that you want out of a relationship and all the things that have caused you pain. So I'm fine with you not sending it and waiting to see if he comes back and see how long it takes you to possibly bomb it again with your mouth and your snide remarks.
Yeah. Don't you think he's bombing it too a little bit?
No, not from last week. I've listened to the whole story and I don't see where he's bombing it. He's just being a man.
He's protecting himself because you bitch slapped him.
Yeah. Well, that I understand. But the first time he did leave, he did it to me. And I'm not saying that that justifies it.
You like to retaliate. You do a tit for tat, and no man is going to want to stick around for that.
I don't mean it that way. I don't mean it, but they take it that way. Scared and protective. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. You got your feelings hurt, and then you feel like you have to strike back. It doesn't work. Your way doesn't work, darling.
Yeah, and I have been doing EMDR as you recommended, and I've been working through, like, everything always comes back to my dad, as you know, and my dad found out about this relationship and that it has now ended, and he asked, you know, what happened and how I am. Well, he didn't actually ask how I am, because that's the whole, my dad is
saying,
what
have you done,
not how do you feel, person.
How you feel.
But I kind of started telling him, like, well, it's been really painful, and I feel badly, because I kind of brought this on myself, and of course he cut me off and he told me what I need to do and the kind of person I need, this coming from someone who has zero relationships that I would ever want. And it's just like, and I snapped at him and I shut him down. And I'm just feeling so like frustrated and angry towards him and all these men in my life.
All men. Yeah. Starting from ground zero.
I bitch slapped Devin too today, Patricia. My 49-year-old texted me to go to some event where you do a PowerPoint about a friend and how. And he said, "Well, maybe you can find me a wife, and I'll find you a husband here." And I told him, "This sounds like my personal hell." It does. I'm like,
I want to tell you something, darling. You can go to all the EMDR and all the what other kind of therapies that you can do, but you know what? You have to practice fixing what comes out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do, there's no way around this work because you have to practice it. You can't get around changing the way you speak. Even if you feel hurt feelings, you have to control what comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, I do it so well at work. I'm so convinced that I'm doing the right thing.
Well, at work, you're in your masculine, and we talk about that, being in our masculine energy, and you know the hierarchy at work and who you have to please, who you have to kiss ass to or whatever. But in your personal life, you have to live in your feeling centeredness, which is your feminine, and you have a hard time with that. You are great at work.
I really thought I was doing the right thing here. I thought I was coming from my feeling centered feminine place.
Feelings,
having my boundary.
You say, but you not with the words you use. You do it in a bitch way. You bitch slap somebody instead of saying, you have a right to do that. However, that doesn't feel good to me. That's not a bitch slap. That's a boundary without, you know, castrating somebody or slapping them.
I left something out from that conversation that I realized I didn't tell you because I didn't remember, but he did share this with me, and I was understanding, and I said, what can I do to help? Is there anything I can do? And he said, no, this is just, and then he just kind of stopped and he said, a ring, ugh, like that's not for me. And
that's when I ended it. Well, you ended it instead of letting him process it. You just look at instead.
Yeah.
That was a point where you could have just looked at him and not said anything. You just look at him and go, well, you know, and they have to see that that's what it takes. And then they process it and you give them the space to go in their cave and their man cave and process it. You gave him the criteria for the key to the kingdom would be, or the queendom, but you didn't allow him to process. It wasn't instantaneous enough for you.
If I write him the high bye letter, I would be telling him that what is painful for me is that he does not, when he left me the first time because he wasn't getting sex, although he acknowledged everything else was perfect and I was the one and how fast he's falling and all these things, he said that was a we thing. He kind of put it on me. So that's why I'm hesitant to send the high bye now, is, and I know I have to own my thing. And I did mess this up this last time.
Why don't we wait some more? I know you are very impatient. You like to get things done now. You're very businesslike and you want to get things done now. Why don't we just wait and go on some other dates? Why don't you date some people and just let this ride for now? Don't reach out to him in any way. Then have your high bye letter ready on the side and check in again and we'll see.
Okay, I'll give him 8 weeks. Is it okay if I don't date, but I go out and like distract myself and go dancing? Or do I
think we suggest that you date. Or go socialize with co-ed people, socialize in a co-ed way.
Because you can be practicing your skills on how to communicate. So, you know, like Patricia said, we have to clean up your mouth. And you can do this.
The only way I have to find dates is to get on an app. So I'd have to get back on a dating app. It's my own way.
Then do that. That way.
Or go out in the world and flirt. Go out in the world and flirt with somebody at the market. Start talking with people out in the world.
Yeah, I have such a limited time to do. I have a lot of success on dating.
Oh, okay. Now you're doing the yes, but that's the yes, but game. Yes, but.
I'm out. I'm open. I'm just not getting. I'm not getting invited out in public. I go out dancing. I do dance classes. I go out with friends.
Oh,
all these things, and I do the 5 second flirt and all that stuff. I'm just not getting enough to be doing the dating.
I think your undercurrent energy is pissed off at this guy. And that shows in your energy in the world.
Yeah.
Yes. Energetically, you're walking around pissed off.
People can pick that up when they're around you, that you're angry, especially
That's why I'm thinking I need to get back on the dating app because I can hook them from a picture.
Then go back on the dating app.
I think that sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I will do
that. Okay. Now we're going to watch what comes out of our mouth and try to speak in the way that you hear us teaching how to speak and not do these you know, Dr. Pat Allen's first little book was called Conversational Rape, and you are great at conversational rape. So I suggest you get that book. You can get that book.
And I have it. I have read every Pat Allen book over and over again.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I am a whole new person. I'm just fucking this one up.
Well, we've got the shadow side. Your shadow comes through sometimes, and we got to clean it up.
Yeah. All right. Thank you both.
Okay,
thank you. Call us back. You're a good story.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
This is it. This is what we teach. We teach communication skills.
Speaking of the high buy letter, I had a lady earlier that I've been working with, and she had the guy that came that wanted a relationship, but then, you know, she stayed virtuous, and he left, and she wants him back. And like this one said, why can't he come back at 8 weeks on his own? I said, because he doesn't have a doorway to come in. You'll bite his head off. So she finally wrote the hi bye letter, thank God, and now she's waiting. And I hope that he comes back because he is her Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want everyone out there to know that if you're looking for a perfect person, drum roll, get used to comfortable being single.
We're all fallible, flawed human beings.
Yes.
I have another caller here. Caller, you're on the air with Sue, myself, and Patricia Eltinge. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do have a question.
Caller, I recognize the voice.
Yeah. My situation, things are good, then they're bad, things come up. I'm married now, thanks to Dr. Pat. But since I've never been married, a lot of issues come up, and I really don't know how to address them. The new thing is, because it's something new, something came up with me and my husband, and he went and confided in a friend, and he told me. Now the friend knows a lot of people, and I'm totally humiliated. He told me this. And, you know, I did mention to him many times, let's go to therapy. And, you know, I'd rather talk about things in counseling instead of being the talk of the town. And then because he did that, I did ask a person that he knows if he goes over there and, you know, has talked about me. I felt comfortable doing it. And she did mention, he didn't go into detail, but he did say something. And she said, well, you know, that's married life. You know, you have to deal with it or something like that. So I'm wondering why I'm not making friends in the area where I'm living, because he's going around and I'm the talk of the town.
I don't know if you're the talk. Are you exaggerating? He told one person and she said, oh, well, that's married life. She didn't take it as being anything serious or dramatic.
Well, maybe I am exaggerating, but the other person is very popular. And that he told, I know everybody knows that he knows. So I'm totally humiliated, and I'm wondering.
I'm gonna interject here, and that is, men typically don't gossip the way women do. So if he told one guy friend that's his good friend, that guy's not going to go around talking about other people's relationships. It's incidental, and men don't even think that way. They just go, okay, he lent him an ear, and that was it. Now, what you can do is have a conversation with your husband and not mention, he mentioned it to you that he did, said it to a friend. So now you can say to him in a calm way, by the way, since you told me that you shared that or situation or our argument, whatever it was, with your friend, can we make an agreement between the two of us not to share our intimacies or our arguments with other people? Can we make that commitment between us? You just ask him to make a commitment with you to not gossip about your relationship.
I think that might be his nature, because even the hairdresser, I go to his hairdresser, the hairdresser told me, he would come in here and tell her all about his ex-girlfriends, how horrible they
then
were.
Did you hear what I suggested for you? To make a conversation with him, say, can we have, this is why I'm saying it, can we please, I would make me feel so more comfortable if we have an agreement between us not to gossip about behind closed doors stuff that goes on with us to other people. Do I have that commitment from you, whatever his name is? Can I have that commitment with you? This is a conversation. You have to learn the communication tools to, instead of bitching about it more and aggravating the system, the situation even further, you ask him to not do it anymore. And then you ask him for the commitment and you say, do I have a commitment on this? It's a verbal contract I'm teaching you.
Right. Well,
you make
I
verbal contracts.
I can do that, but I'm wondering if he's going to go
then
by that.
Then you say, okay, I'll tell you what. And then you say, and if you don't keep that commitment, I don't know if I will be able to handle staying here long term. There has to be a consequence to breaking a commitment.
Right, right.
If I hear again that you are gossiping about us and our problems, then I'm not going to be happy, and I'm certainly not going to be turned on. Do you think that might affect him?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. You say that that would turn me off of you if you did that. So you first get the commitment out of him that he's not going to gossip to people in the neighborhood about your situation, your arguments, or whatever you have going on. And then there's a consequence. The consequence is I will be turned off and I won't feel I won't be able to be intimate with you. That's the consequence.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, caller. We always enjoy. Give us an update. Call us back and give us an update. That's a return caller. We're getting a lot of return callers lately. That's great.
Well, I'm glad they follow up, because communication tools take time. Yes. And with practice, people aren't going to get it instantly, and they need to stay in touch so that they can fine-tune the communication skills.
That's true. I also want to throw a plug out there. We have Dr. Allen's book, The Getting to I Do. It's now available in audio. Audible. You can purchase it on Amazon.com along with her other books. You had mentioned Conversational Rape. She has a great one called The Answers that has all of her little quick quotes. It's kind of like a cliff note of all Dr. Allen's gems of wisdom. That's a quick read. And she has a book out as well, Staying Married and Loving It. And what is that last one? What is the one that's...
Oh, it's a man's world and a woman's universe.
That's more technical. You have to know...
That's very esoteric, but people who like the esoteric love that book.
Yes. It's you got to be patient reading it, because
Well, it's got the myths and legends involved in it, so it's on the esoteric side, but it's wonderful. It's deep and wonderful.
Yes. So for the callers out there, if you can't call in, I do take questions via email, and we'll ask them on the show, and then you can listen to them in the archives. You can email me your questions at info@drpatallen.com. And Patricia is also a coach through the WAN Institute, and she does life scripts, and she does the couple's contract item sheet. Do you want to tell the audience a little bit about
the life script? Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, well, the life script, that gets deep into how you became you from all your the ways you were brought up, and even ancestral, cultural, how you parents brought you up, your schools, your churches, your temples, you however you were brought up, all is the influence that made you you. But then it got you to this point in life. But then there's a certain point in time when some of that stuff no longer serves you. So we dissect it all, and then we decide, help you, you decide then where we can change certain habits and make your life more flourishing, and not, there's certain things in your life maybe holding you back, and we discover, it's a real deep discovery thing that we do. And I send out a questionnaire, and you fill it out, do the homework, and then we come back and we spend a good long time digging and trying to reorganize how you want to change your habits.
Like the last lady who has an issue with her father, how her past keeps coming back with her relationships regarding her anger towards men. Her dad does the same thing. So she have a life script which could have helped. Mm-hmm.
She did have a life script, and we keep coming back to it, because because you do the life script one time, we keep bumping up against the wall of the things that harmed us and had us hold resentments towards all men, let's say, because of how your father was to you. But it can also be your mother, it can be your schools, it can be, you know, culturally, it can be where you were raised. There's a myriad of things that influenced you. Then now you have free will in our society, fortunately, to be who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this process is what I help people do. It's a process of individuation, so you can be a self-actualized individual.
Yes. It works wonders. I think the first caller said she had the life script as well, and I've seen her grow tremendously,
mm-hmm.
healthier and happier.
Yeah, really. And then when we do the couples, I love working with couples, and we work out negotiating the areas of life that all need to be negotiated for people to get along and avoid more. Everyone's going to have bumps in their relationship, bumps in the road. But for instance, time, space, money, and play. Those are the areas that we get. So time alone, time couples, we and us, couples with others. So the different areas of how you spend time, space, my space, your space, our space. And we discuss all the various parts of that, how people live together and not, you know, bump into each other emotionally. Money. Oh, that's always a big one. My money, your money, our money. How we each handle money situations. Play, my time, how I play, how you play, how we play with other people, how we play, you know, with just us, and family then comes into play. So these areas, if we
you forgot talk the, about the other one, the one about the sex.
Well, that comes under play. Sex comes under play. So that's a good one too.
Money in the play and the
those are biggies.
Two big ones, yeah.
Yeah. So everything can be negotiated, and there's no one size fits all. It's what both people agree upon, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So that's where I come in. I help people break it down and see what each one would want ideally, and then where we can give a little, where to give and take, and come to agreements in the different areas, rather than just going willy-nilly into relationships and people just arguing, bickering all the time. It just alleviates all of that nonsense.
Mm-hmm. So we have a little bit more time left. We have about 5-10 minutes. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. We'd love to have callers call in, and we're here to answer your questions. And I also, I think I mentioned, I have a drop-in ladies group. I offer it a couple of times every week on Mondays and Thursdays. And I help ladies help with their online dating apps and help them communicate with gentlemen that they're dating and also in relationships with, help keep them on track. So if you're interested in that, you can send me an email or call the office, 949-723-0338, and I'll send you a Zoom link to join in on my ladies groups.
Now, I will want to introduce here from an ancient Chinese philosopher, Lao Tzu, because we were talking to that other woman about our words, and we are, our communication tools that we teach are all about words and how we use them. So Lao Tzu says, watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. And that in your finances, health, and all your relationships. So this is the crux of our work, how it affects your life by changing either your outlook, the way you think, to the way you use your words. It will change your life.
Yes, it will. So do you have any other information for the callers? We're running a little bit out of time here.
Oh, okay. Well, should I give a closing statement then?
If you want, we can close a little bit early so we don't get on. We'll be back next week. And if you have any questions and you want to write me your question, we'd be happy to share it on the radio. And then you can log in and listen to our answers on the archives. So I also want to say we do have two other people, Kelly Ward and Andy Shaw. Andy Shaw will be on the last two Thursdays. He comes in with a man's perspective on all these questions, which a lot of the audience has asked for Andy to return. So he will be back.
And from the man's perspective also, Dr. Allen did a book with Don Schmanke called...
It's called... And will set you
the free. Truth about men will set you free, and yeah, that's a wonderful book from a man's perspective. Yeah. Is women if get some insight of how a man thinks in that book.
Yeah. Andy will be on the 19th and the 26th, so a lot of the people had asked for him to come back for his
okay.
Dr. Allen's teaching. He was a student. We're all students of Dr. Allen. That's how we got our knowledge and training, and we're here to carry on Dr. Pat's legacy on how to teach people how to communicate with love and integrity. So with that, do you want to do the closing statement, Patricia?
Yes. So the only way you know you love or care about anybody and yourself is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you back here next week, same time, 4 o'clock. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.